Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Congressman Jared Huffman, who has maintained his opposition to federal budget proposals that would cut aid to millions of low-income Americans, announced that he will attempt to live on a food budget of $4.50 per day for a week. Huffman opposes the current House Farm Bill that would see a cut of $20 billion to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, and said in a statement that SNAP is a lifeline for millions of American families who cannot afford to eat without this moderate assistance. Huffman called the SNAP measures cruel and evidence that Republicans are ignoring the very real needs of millions of families across the country. Huffman's challenge begins on Monday and runs all next week. On Thursday, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office attempted to locate a 30-year-old female at Howard Memorial Hospital in order to investigate a possible incident of domestic violence. The woman was dropped off at the hospital by a man named Shelby. Deputies knew the woman and also knew her husband, 44-year-old Willits resident Shelby Minor. Deputies eventually located the woman in the Willits area. They learned that she was arguing with Minor on Tuesday when he punched her in the left eye, causing bruising and swelling. Deputies arrested Minor for a felony violation, and he was booked into Mendocino County Jail. Bikers riding along the Chetco River about 15 miles up from Crescent City found what appeared to be a suspicious vehicle parked in the area. Del Norte County Sheriff's detectives arrived on scene and found not only the vehicle, but the body of 34-year-old missing woman Jennifer Everett, who had been reported missing a month ago. It's suspected that Everett, whose remains were in an advanced state of decomposition, died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, although the manner of death will be determined by an autopsy. Children attending Fortuna's Ambrosini Elementary School were enjoying their last day of the school year when the school was locked down for a short while after two men ran across the school property, with one apparently chasing the other on Thursday. Fortuna police arrived on scene, checked the campus, and then began the search for the two men, one of whom was found and questioned. The second man was not located, and students were not in danger at any time, and the lockdown lasted for about 30 minutes. The California Highway Patrol will work in conjunction with local school districts to remind student drivers to be safe as local schools conduct graduation ceremonies throughout the county and attend celebrations around the events. CHP officers will participate in safe and sober events to show their support, and school officials and volunteers have worked together to provide safe alcohol and drug-free events surrounding graduation. On Tuesday morning, a Pelican Bay prison employee was robbed at gunpoint at the Fort Dick Market in Crescent City. The suspect is described as being 5'6", approximately 120 pounds, with sandy blonde hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today, the California Senate and Assembly passed a $96.3 billion budget, and higher education institutions throughout the state hope that the new budget will bring about positive financial news. One topic that is being discussed with regards to increasing funding for higher education is known as restoring access, which would benefit universities that are close to their enrollment cap, as College of the Redwoods President Kathy Smith explains.
The colleges who are up against their enrollment cap can perhaps get more funding by opening up more classes to more students. We are not at our enrollment cap right now, so we wouldn't get any additional revenue from that unless we hit our cap and grow beyond our cap.
Smith went on to express optimism that the college could reach the cap in the future.
I think we can get to cap with the right combination of classes by filling our classes to their capacity. A lot of times we'll run a class that has room for 30 students in it, but we might run it with 20. And if we have enough students that we can get into that class, then yes, we can make our cap with the same level of quality instruction and the same level of expenditures.
The fall semester for College of the Redwoods begins on August 24th. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.